Thanks everyone for joining us. This is actually a CIC meeting due to a specially called policy committee meeting for next week. All right, thank you, Mr. Mackey. I see your comments. You can hear us fine. So the purpose of this meeting tonight is to go over the amendments to our transportation improvement program, which ODOT requested, and they requested that we get them done before the end of the fiscal year. So we did not have a meeting scheduled for June, but because of this, we are doing a special meeting. And so we had a technical advisory committee meeting this afternoon, CIC tonight, and then our policy committee next week. So I'm just gonna do kind of a little roll call for the good of the order so we know who's here. I'm Curtis Baker, the director. We've got David Poulet with us from the AMAT staff, Jeff Gardner from the AMAT staff, and Seth Bush from the AMAT staff. And then it looks like we have Mr. Danny Durst, Mr. Austin Rao, and Mr. Bill Mackey here in attendance tonight. So thank you all for joining us on this, what appears to be a beautiful Thursday night. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dave, who's going to talk specifically about the items that we are asking our policy committee to approve.
Okay, thanks a lot for taking time out of your evening to join us. The reason that we have this so-called special meeting is ODOT wanted us to add a couple projects to our TIP so that they would be recognized by the Federal Highway Administration. And if we didn't do it before June, by the end of June, I believe that's when the state does their STIP modifications and then submits that to the feds. So if we didn't do it this month or this week, then we would have to wait till probably October, and that would delay things quite a bit. So I'll briefly go over the two projects we're adding. The first project is a freeway project. It's called Interstate Route 77, State Route 8, but it's mostly State Route 8. It's the section of State Route 8 that is by the university, and the limits are just north of Perkins Street to south of the Central Interchange. They want to do some modifications. It's a big ramp modification project. It actually has a nickname called, it's called the Braid. And there's a lot of weaving with cars getting on and off, along with the, like cars getting on southbound, Route 8 southbound from Carroll Street. And then there's a lot of traffic that is also trying to move over to get into proper lanes for the Central Interchange ramps and also the off ramp to Exchange Street. So they want to get started with engineering in fiscal year 23, and that's why we want to add it to the TIP as soon as possible, because in a couple more weeks it'll be fiscal year 23, and they want to start the engineering activities, and construction will actually be in fiscal year 27. So they just want to get started with engineering. And the other project we want to add is Jones Road Bridge. It's a small bridge replacement in Portage County. It's being added because the price went up, the cost of the construction went up, and Portage County wants to pursue some other federal money that's available. But in order for them to do that, the project needs to be in our TIP. So it's actually just under $1 million. It's not a real huge project, but that's the purpose for adding that one. So those are the two projects we'd like to add. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, not seeing any questions, and that's really the extent, I think, of our meeting, other than, you know, we have an open discussion. If there's anything anyone is concerned about or wants to bring up, now would be the time.
I have a quick question. I was working with Daryl on planning a bike and brainstorm in Cuyahoga Falls for next Friday. And I haven't heard from him in a little bit, and I'm not sure if he's out of the office this week.
He is. Austin, if you can shoot me an email and maybe we can, are you available? We can reconnect tomorrow, possibly.
Okay.
Discuss.
Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Bill is asking for a map of the projects. He'd like them on our website or like to see them now. I think we have them, Dave, on your memo, right?
I do. I have them on the table that accompanies the memo. I have two small maps showing the projects.
Yeah. Let me just find it here. I can share my screen. Sorry, I'm just going through this. Wait, Dave, where is the... Is this picture not included in the actual mail out that went out to the committees?
Oh, it should have been. I'm looking for it.
Oh, I see it now. I got it. Okay, hold on.
I'm looking for it also.
All right, let me... share my screen here for a sec.
Yeah, I have it. If you don't,
last page.
So this is the project area for the I-77, just north of the Central Interchange.
Actually, the part of State Route 877 in red is the project, the actual project limits, and the yellow box is where the where there will be some ramp configuration because of heavy weaving issues.
And then the other one, Dave.
The other one is just it's way out in I can't pronounce it. Palmyra Township in Portage County. This is Jones Road is just a little low volume road that needs a bridge replaced on it. It's kind of hard to show that one because there's not much around it. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to make a note that Bill asks if we could email him that. So, Dave, would you be able to send Bill that?
Sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, are these, I'm through pandemic, I know I've been mostly absent, but I was just wondering, are these additions kind of last minute typical? Or is this just isolated for some reason because of funding?
Yeah. In this one case, ODOT, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but they just sort of forgot that they needed to get this on the TIP, and sort of it was, you know, because of the fiscal year being at the end of June, we just needed to, you know, they needed us to get it on there as soon as possible. That one was kind of rare. And then the next project, Dave, I think you could probably speak to more, but I think that one was more of the ability, you know, the crime of opportunity. We were doing it, we were able to add the second one as well.
Right. That one probably could have waited, but like Curtis said, because we had this meeting anyhow, we just went ahead and added it. One reason why some of these kind of things are happening is we usually develop a new TIP every 2 years. But somehow we got off that cycle and we'll be developing a new TIP this summer, this fall. But actually 3 years has elapsed, maybe because of COVID, I'm not sure. But, you know, like this project may have just been added to the new TIP if we would have developed one. But sometimes that's another reason why these things happen, because we're a little bit out of sync with our TIP development schedule.
Excellent.
I see some information in the documentation that was sent out for this meeting that some projects are getting an increase in the amount that's allocated to them because of inflation.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to be talking at the policy committee level is that just today we had a request of a community that was looking to get an additional 15% cost increase, which usually if we have the money, the staff has the authority to do so. But in this case, the three projects that are requested are already at our cap of like the maximum amount we give for the project type. And so in that case, it's actually sort of more of a policy committee. The staff can't just authorize a 15% increase. They have to go to the committees and ask for it. So it's a policy that we've had in place for a long time. We do ask that communities justify the need, but the policy states it's only if you are not up to the cap. And so this is a case where they're kind of asking for us to go above and beyond what we typically allow via policy. And the request is being made because of the inflationary pressures that have been put on these three projects from the project sponsor.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We did not have to. We actually went through a period of time where prices were actually below our estimates, and we didn't have to. We didn't have to worry about this too much. But times are changing, and now they're, going the other direction. So it's tough to like start an estimate. Like these projects started. They actually applied in 2017 and approved in 2018. And a lot's happened since then. So it's tough to accurately estimate what things are going to cost over all the things that because of all the things that's happened.
Mr. Mackey's asking about any comments on inflationary costs through 2022 and 2023. In the fiscal year 2022, I know that ODOT locally is finding that on average, their project estimates are about 20% off, so that the inflation's, roughly 20% on construction costs based on estimates that were done using prior numbers. I think for 23 right now, the expectation is that they will still remain high. But I think the hope is that it will slow down a little bit, because I think one of the things we're going to see, especially with the BIL, is hopefully we'll see more, more companies or the ability to maybe have them have more confidence to hire more people and be able to do more work. But of course, that's also been, a problem for a lot of these companies as well. Had issues. Some of our inflationary issues have revolved around even like DBE requirements, disadvantaged business, finding partners to meet those requirements. It's just, you can tell the pandemic definitely had an impact on those types of services and that employment sector. And I think they're struggling to rebound now that there's, now that work is more plentiful.
Yeah, I think there was a big, there was probably a lot of work waiting to be done. And then pandemic happened. I mean, the pandemic sort of, I don't know if I want to say it's over. I definitely don't want to say it's over, but I mean, things are better now. And I think there's this huge built up amount of work that's that needs to be done. And I think eventually, too, as far as that goes, things will probably correct itself with as some of these bigger projects get done. And with our resurfacing projects, I know one thing that really contributes to the cost is the cost of trucking. There's a lot of trucking involved in resurfacing, and the cost of diesel fuel, what it is, really runs that cost up. Depends how far you are from the plant. If you're close to an asphalt plant, might not be bad, but if you have to, you know, truck it any distance, it adds up.
Any other comments? All right, well, thank you guys for taking the time. I appreciate it. Yeah, Austin, just send me an email tomorrow morning and I can give you a call and figure out where we need to be. So,
okay.
Sounds good. All right, guys, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yes, have a wonderful night.